Jordan to move to fourth all-time scoring in the NBA. What do you think about that, Joe?
I think it was, you know, it was a big milestone for him. LeBron always talks about how Jordan was his icon growing up, and he got really emotional during the game, and you know, the fans they gave him applause. The Lakers aren't winning much right now, so
there's not a lot
sure.
going on.
I'm not sure they were too happy during the game, as the Lakers did lose that game. But for LeBron, this was a big milestone. It's a really emotional night for him. I think it would have meant a little bit more for him had he done this in Cleveland. You know, I think he would have got a lot better response from the fans.
I think that it definitely would have gotten a better response in Cleveland. I think that the way that the year's been going with the Lakers, and I think LeBron's been kind of showing a lack of effort this year, I think that for it to happen right now, probably an inopportune time. I mean, it would have been a little bit shinier if it happened in Cleveland or, you know, somewhere else. But with the Lakers right now, with the way their season's going, they're kind of a mess right now. So I can see why the fans wouldn't be so supportive of this milestone. I mean, I think it's really cool because obviously Jordan and LeBron, there's the debate which one's the best, you know, and this is just another thing to add to the resume. I mean, I think obviously myself, I still think that Jordan is better, but I think that this particular milestone for LeBron is interesting, obviously, because scoring is a huge part of the game. You can't rely solely on defense, and you're going to be scoring in the hundreds. I mean, LeBron, he has normally has 20 points a game, 30 points a game, you know. That's just completely normal for LeBron, not normal for most other players, obviously, because he's the best in the league right now. What do you think of the Lakers team right now? I mean, it is just...
Well, I think they're obviously the most dysfunctional team in the league at the moment.
Oh, by far.
And, you know, a lot of that has to do with... we saw them around Christmas Day. They beat the Warriors, put them into third place in the West, and, you know, LeBron got hurt in that game. He went out for a couple weeks, and they were, I think, 6-12 without him, and ever since, they haven't been able to figure it out. Obviously, those trade talks... basically, LeBron trading away the whole team.
Yeah.
All that news came out. That has a big thing to do with it. Hurt the team chemistry a bunch. Mm-hmm. And I think right once LeBron came back, there was really nothing to salvage after that. It doesn't help that Lonzo Ball's been hurt throughout this entirety, because with him on the floor, defensively, they're one of the best teams in the league. Obviously, he doesn't add a whole lot on the offensive end, but defensively, you know, he's a big guard and he's able to guard a lot of different positions.
Yeah.
And I think that's really just hurting them the most.
I think the thing with the Lakers right now is obviously the team chemistry. You cannot threaten to trade your entire team and have your teammates still like you. I mean, I think that they probably understand what he's going for, but it probably hurt them a little bit. The team chemistry is really important. I mean, just in general, everywhere. That's why he had such success, I think, in Cleveland and in Miami, because he had such great team chemistry. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had good players surrounding him too, but I think part of that is because LeBron elevates people, and we're not seeing that with the Lakers. He's not elevating the guys around him right now. I think also him being injured probably hurt the team chemistry a little bit. I don't know if that speaks a little bit to how he interacts with his players maybe while he's not playing, you know, like if he was not maybe as much of a leader as he needed to be, or if he just couldn't do the job that he needed to do.
Well, with the Lakers right now, they're not really going to make the playoffs. We know that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've been officially eliminated mathematically, but they're way back.
Yeah, they're way behind.
I don't even think they're in 10th place right now. I think they actually fell behind both the Kings and the Timberwolves. So we know they're not going to make the playoffs. And that really just leaves a question as what's next for the franchise. I know LeBron is going to be sitting.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be on a minutes restriction to end the season. He's not going to be playing back-to-back.
Yeah.
It really just begs the question of whether they should really shut LeBron down, just have him not play the rest of the season.
I don't think they should do that completely, because I think that might hurt his game in the future. You know, I think he still needs that competition aspect to keep him, like, sparked in a way. But obviously LeBron's...
I don't know. I think
he doesn't need
considering
that
it's LeBron, it's his 15th year.
He knows what
I think
doing.
Sitting him would really be... I don't think it would be a bad idea at all, especially because when you consider how many miles he's tracked up throughout his career... you know, any sort of rest could really help him.
I I can see a minute restriction. I think the minute restriction would probably be good for him. I mean, but I don't think that completely shutting him down would be the best way to handle it. I think it shows, I don't know, a little bit of cowardice in the face of challenges, and I think that he should probably be with his team anyway, even though this probably won't be his team going forward, which moves us to our next topic of what do you think is going to happen next with the Lakers?
Well, I know there's a lot of talk about LeBron maybe regretting to leave Cleveland, and I don't think, you know, that was necessarily I don't think he's regretting it at all, because the move to LA was not just go to the Lakers to play basketball, because obviously they haven't been a winning franchise since Kobe was there.
Big reason LeBron went to LA, which most, I think pretty much everyone's pretty on board with, part of it is
it's all for off the court.
For all of his off the court business, his dealings in LA, it's all out there. So everything else he's doing out there, he built a huge mansion out there, right? With a bunch of stuff in it.
Yeah, years ago.
Years ago. And that just shows you his ultimate plan was to move out to LA, start doing some stuff out there. It shows you that his basketball is not his only thing.
Well, he's had a bunch of he's producing plenty of shows.
Yeah.
He's a big part of this next Space Jam, Space Jam 2.
When's that he's coming out, by the way?
Not sure, but I believe he might be filming it this summer.
Really?
So maybe that's one thing he's not too mad about missing the playoffs is he gets to spend more time doing his shows, his HBO shows that produces.
Is that
plenty and plenty of shows, more than just the ones that he's on. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of talk about whether he's even there to play basketball in the first place, or if he's just there to do the movies and do the shows, or if he's really just there for Hollywood.
While finishing up his career, you know? I don't know. I think that with what he's doing, I think a lot of it is definitely business-oriented. A lot of it's probably Hollywood-oriented. His show, isn't his show called on HBO called, like, Barbershop?
The Shop.
The Shop or something like that. It's a barbershop, and they talk to different athletes and,
celebrities.
But I think he's out there a lot for business. I mean, obviously, any basketball team's going to want him on their roster. So getting to the team in L.A., which is the Lakers, was not that hard for him to get on.
No.
But at the same time, I think personally, I see LeBron as a basketball player, which everyone sees him as a basketball player. He's one of the greatest of all time. Probably,
of course.
Probably number two. And me seeing him as a basketball player, I would like to see him do something with this Lakers team. I would like to see him maybe make some trades in the offseason, because obviously, like, I say LeBron.
Well, I mean, that's not his job. But
well, when I say LeBron make trades, LeBron gets what he wants. You know?
I think we got Magic Johnson as their chief, whatever his title
operating
is. He makes
like that.
He makes all the deals go. And I think everything is obviously run past LeBron. He's the center stone of the franchise at this point. And I think that LeBron, he needs to take some responsibility this offseason to bring in more free agents so that Magic doesn't have to go out, try to trade his whole team for a guy like Anthony Davis. There's a bunch of free agents, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker.
No, I couldn't see him working
and
with...
And there's plenty of them. I think that he needs to go out there this summer and really do a great job of recruiting some of these guys to come play with him on the Lakers.
Now, I could see him working with Kyrie or Walker, but I couldn't see him working with Kevin Durant just because I don't think they like each other very much.
No.
But I could see him working with those two guys. I think even if you just get a couple of different guys, maybe throw some guys on there that might be good for team chemistry.
I mean, there's plenty of other All-Stars that I didn't even mention.
Yeah.
This is really a loaded free agency class, and I agree. I don't think Kevin Durant, I don't see him going there, especially after his comments earlier this season about the media being toxic around LeBron.
Yeah.
I just don't think he really wants any part of that.
No.
And not only that, he's trying to prove that he himself is the best player in the world. Obviously, he's won those two finals MVPs back-to-back.
Yeah.
Very real chance he wins another one this year. But yeah, I don't really think he wants to go and team up with LeBron. I think he's really more focused on beating LeBron.
Now, that's the thing, though. You said Kevin Durant may be an MVP for the third time this year. Now, the thing about that is he might be, but that is if the Warriors haven't become too complacent. I mean, if they're playing, they have lost 4 out of their last 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
So
last night they lost to Phoenix, the worst team in the league right now.
So I could see them if they slip up.